请弟兄姐妹将圣经翻到以弗所书第三章。
Brothers and sisters, please turn your Bibles open to the book of Ephesians, chapter 3.
我们从十四节开始读完第三章。
We'll begin reading from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 to the end.
弟兄姐妹找到，请你睇听我哋读。
Brothers and sisters, have you found it? Please listen as we read.
因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地下的国家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，藉着他的灵叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God.
并知道你这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。这个他读了了，然后跟着神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
Verse 20, Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
但愿他在教会中并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代永永远远。阿们。
Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
好不好，我们一起来读最拉尾那句。
Let us read the last verse together.
盼望弟兄姊妹先将它印咗入去你自己的心思里面先。
May brothers and sisters first have this impressed in your hearts.
因为这节圣经是有点特别。
Because this verse is quite unique.
我们一起来。
Now let us read together, verse 21.
但愿他在教会中并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代永永远远。阿们。感谢赞美我们的主，虽然是和弟兄姊妹隔了成几个月才再来有交通。
Even though it has been several months before, now that I return to share with brothers and sisters.
但是不管怎样，我们一翻开以弗所书的时候，你总看到神的心意是非常清楚的向我们解开。
Regardless of that, when we do open up to the book of Ephesians, we can see very clearly the heart of God that is revealed to us.
我们特别留意到神在创世之前就定规了，要将神所有的一切是想赐给我们。
We take note that even before the foundation of the world, God has already willed for us to inherit all things.
他没有留下一样好处给我们。
That God did not withhold any good thing from us.
一直要到我们完全的被祂充满。
Even until we are to be fully filled by Him.
为什么神这样做这件事呢？
Now why is God to do this thing?
因为祂要得到一班人。
That is because God is wanting to gain a group of people.
这一班人是神拣选他们放在他自己儿子的里面。
And this group has been chosen by God to be placed in His Son.
让这一班人成为首先叫神得着称赞的人。
And it is for this group to first give to the praises of God.
然后神就用着这一班人。
And then God will use this group of people.
来扩张他的荣耀、丰富、权柄和能力。
To expand His glory, His authority, and His power.
直到整个的万有完全被招聚回到 神嘅面前。
Until all things are all gathered back together and summed up as one before God.
喺基督里面同归于一。
And summed up together as one in Christ.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
And we praise and thank our Lord.
呢个系神喺我哋身上边所定嘅。嗰个荣耀嘅旨意。
And this is the glorious will which God has willed upon us.
是远超过我们平常所以为的。神救我们脱离罪和死。这个事实。
And this truly far surpasses this fact which we normally think is a plan of God just to merely save us from sin and death.
神救我们脱离罪和死是一个最基本的事实。
Now, the fact that God delivered us from sin and death is a very basic truth.
但这个不是神的目的。
But that is not the purpose of God.
这个是神的工作的开始。
That is only the beginning of the work of God.
神作在这个工作的开始的里头，他一直要将我们带到他那个荣耀的定规的书。
Now, even at the beginning of God's work in delivering us from sin and death,He has will to bring us to His glorious plan.
如果圣灵打开我们的眼睛，叫我们看到神这个这么荣耀的作为，
If the Holy Spirit opens our eyes to see this glorious plan of God,
我们就会觉得很稀奇。
Then we'll be truly amazed.
怎可能呢？
How could it be?
怎可能呢？
How can this be?
我们看一看我们自己。
When we look at ourselves,
我们是死在罪恶过犯的当中。
We are those who are dead in our sins and trespasses.
我们看一看我们的来源。
And from our origin,
我们不过是一堆的泥土。
We are only from dust.
怎可能？
How can this be?
怎可能我们能够在神的手里面成为盛装神那个荣耀丰富的器皿？
How can it be that we would be the very vessel to be filled to contain the glory and riches of God?
然后神就用着我们去叫万有在祂里头同归于一。
And then God will use us to gather together and sum up all things as one in Him.
如果我们要看我们自己的话，我们永远我们都要说不可能。
If we're only to focus on ourselves, then forever we will say that is impossible.
因为甚至连我们信了主，一直到如今，我们再看看我们的光景，我们都说怎可能。
Because if we looked at ourselves, even from the time we believe in the Lord, even until today, we look at our condition and we say, how can that be possible?
我们承受了神的恩典和祝福这么久，
well,
而我们还是在神的面前是这么残缺，这么愚昧。
We have received the grace and blessing of God and for so long, and yet we are still so blemished and come short of Him.
尤其是对神的无知。
Especially our ignorance toward God.
对主认识的浅薄。
And how shallow our understanding is of the Lord.
神怎能够将我们带到那个这么荣耀的地步呢？
Now how could it be that God is to be able to bring us to such a glorious point?
感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
凭着我们自己，我们没有一个人能够到达这个这样的地步，连想都不敢想。
According to ourselves, none of us can reach that point. We dare not even imagine or think it.
但神让我们去留意到祂的工作不是从我们的身上先开始。
But God shows us His work does not first begin with us.
祂的工作是从祂的儿子的身上先开始。
But that the work of God first begins in His Son.
祂让祂的儿子去经历的死而复活的这个这样的事实。
He has allowed for His Son to first go through this fact of being dead and being risen again.
然后就将一个复活的大能，就是他儿子所经历的那个经历，来作成在我们的身上。
And then He has wrought about this experience of being risen from the dead, which His Son has experienced and brought that upon to be our experience.
我们这班人就在接受神儿子的经历的上面，是慢慢慢慢的来被更新。
Therefore, for us who receive the same experience of His Son, we are gradually renewed day by day.
一直是照着神自己的心意来被建造，成为灵宫，成为神的居所。
Until we are formed to be that spiritual habitation, to be the abode of God.
更重要的是叫我们成为基督的身体。
Even more importantly is for us to become the body of Christ.
叫我们同基督连接起上来，让基督作头，而我们作身体的就去承受头所有的丰富。
So that we would be in union with Christ, so that we, the body of Christ, would receive all the fullness of Christ being the head of this body.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
在以弗所书的开头那 幾章嘅聖經嘅裏面。
In these first beginning chapters of Ephesians.
神叫我哋睇到佢嘅設計。
Now God shows us His plan.
睇到佢自己嘅安排。
That we can see God's arrangement.
今日我哋開手，我哋要轉入去到睇見神點樣將佢嘅安排同埋設計去實際嘅造成喺我哋嘅身上。
Today we'll shift the focus to see after God shows us His plan and arrangement how He will practically do this work upon us.
我估弟兄姊妹仲应该系记得呢件事情。
Now I believe brothers and sisters still remember this.
当我哋读第一章嘅时候
，When we read chapter one，
我哋留意到神嗰个设计。
We can see the devised plan of God.
我哋留意到神嗰个安排。
We can see what God has arranged.
我哋心里边会系觉得好兴奋嘅。
In our hearts, we are greatly excited.
但系我哋系有一个咁嘅忧虑喺嗰处，就系刚才我所提嗰番嘅说话，点可能让神嘅设计作成喺我哋嘅身上？
Yet at the same time, we may have that worry, and that worry is what I've mentioned. How can this devised plan of God be done upon us?
所以我哋喺第一章嘅里头，我哋睇到神感动保罗有一个祷告。
Therefore, we can see that God moves Paul to have this prayer in chapter one.
感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
喺第一个祷告嘅里边
，in this first prayer of Paul，
系叫我哋睇到神点样从佢嘅定义。以至到佢点样去建立教会嘅安排。
It is to show us how from the will of God He is to establish the building of the church.
即系换个说话嚟讲，我哋就睇到神系点样做嚟去造成佢所定规嘅嗰个目的。
In other words, this first prayer shows us what God exactly is to do in order.To establish this purpose which He has willed.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We praise and thank our God.
如今我哋嚟到好实际嘅情形啦。
Now we come to the point of this practical, actual experience.
神点样将佢嗰个设计嚟做成一个事实呢
？That is how God will make this plan of His into reality.
我哋按住以弗所书嘅次序一路读落嚟嘅时候咧，就读到第三章。
According to the order of Ephesians, we have gone through that, and now we're at chapter 3.
在第三章的里面呢，就要神又俾我哋睇到，保罗有另外嘅一个祷告。
In chapter 3, God shows us yet another prayer of Paul.
呢一个祷告呢，就系嗰个关键啦。
And this is the key, this prayer of Paul here.
神点样将佢嘅设计带入去嗰个实际？
That is how God will bring His plan into reality.
所以我哋留意到喺第二次提及到祷告嘅时候，嗰、那个祷告嘅内容系有一个好明显、好明显嘅表达喺嗰处。
Therefore, in the second prayer of Paul's, we can see there is a very, very evident expression here in Paul's prayer.
如果我哋话第一个祷告系讲出咗神嘅设计。
If we were to say the first prayer of Paul was to tell us about this plan of God,
我哋就话喺第二个祷告嘅里边就讲出神系点样去进行，将佢嘅设计变成一个建造嘅工程。
Then we must say the second prayer of Paul is how this first prayer of Paul's, which is the plan of God, how it's executed, and in this second prayer.
当呢个工程系做完嘅时候呢，亦都就系神嘅设计完成嘅时候。
And when this plan is executed, it's also when it is finished.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We praise and thank our God.
所以因此我哋可以咁话，喺第二个祷告之前，即系我哋刚才所读嘅第十四节之前嘅以弗所书。
Therefore, before the second prayer, which is Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14,The portion before this is before the prayer.
就指出咗神点样去建立教会。
The section before chapter 3 verse 14 points out for us how God is to establish the church.
然后我哋就从今日我哋要读嘅经文嗰度开始，你就睇到神点样去建造佢自己嘅教会。
Then from the verses we read today, starting from verse 14, it tells us how exactly it is God is to establish His church.
建立教会就是说从无到有。
The fact that I say to establish the church means from non-existence to being.
从前在地上面没有教会。
That before there was no church on the earth.
但感谢赞美我们的神。
The praise and thank our God.
藉着复活的基督，教会产生了。
That is through the risen Christ, now the church has been brought about.
但教会就是那班信主的人，他们在生命里面的那个联结。
Because the church are those who believe in the Lord and are united with Him in life.
不是在乎那个组织。
It is not based on their organization.
不是在乎他们的活动。
It is not based on the activity.
而是非常着重的是他们的生命上面那个联结。
But it is focused on this point that they are united in life.
很简单，我估弟兄姊妹你能够了解这样。
I'm sure brothers and sisters can understand this very simply.
我们今天大家坐在这个地方。
Today we're all seated here.
我们说我们都是信主的。
We say that we're all those who believe in the Lord.
我们说我们都是蒙恩得拯救的人。
We are those who have been saved by grace.
但一件事情很有意思。
But one thing that is very meaningful.
在我们没人信主之前，你又不认识我，我又不认识你。
That is before we believe in the Lord, I do not know you, and you do not know me.
现在坐在你隔离那个同你也都没什么关系。
And the one seated next to you is not much related to you.
但是自从你认识了主之后。
But after you believe in the Lord.
啊，你又会常常见到坐在你隔离那个。
You will see the one seated next to you quite often.
或者你会常常见到一起在神的面前有聚会的。
Or you see those familiar faces that worship together.
你说我们见得多当然熟络一点了。
Perhaps you think, oh, we've seen so much of each other. Of course,
we've become familiar. 当你细细去留意的时候。
But brothers and sisters, if you pay careful attention,
你会发现一件事情。
You'll discover one thing.
不是熟络这么简单。
It is not just based on familiarity.
而是有一个生命的感觉在那处来相通着。
But because there is a communion in the sameness of life.
啊，很自然的。
It's very natural.
弟兄姊妹，你就会觉得弟兄姊妹的事情是好像你自己的事。
That you feel that the matters with brothers and sisters becomes your own.
你又深深的体会得到，你自己的事情，神的儿女又会在那处同你一同来去分担。
You also discover your own matters are also shared.Burdened with other brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，在人间的朋友的当中少见。
Brothers and sisters, this is rare amongst friends in this world.
你在你的同事同学的当中是根本就没可能发生的。
In your classmates, in your co-workers, this is something that will not happen.
兴趣相同的时候，你会相聚的时间多一
点。Perhaps if you have the same interests, same hobbies,You get together with those individuals more.
兴趣不相同的时候，你根本就不觉得多你这个人不多，少你这个人不少。
But if you do not share the same interests and hobbies with another individuals, you won't miss them at all.
但是在神的儿女的中间，
But amongst the children of God,
你很容易就发现事情不是这样。
Very easily you discover that it's different.
你有个感觉上面的相通。
You have this communion, this fellowship in this feeling.
你有个生命上面的相连。
You have this union in life.
虽然好像是其他是你以外的其他很多的人。
And even though there are many different individuals besides you, outside of you.
但你或多或少里面你有一个感觉。
But more or less, you have this feeling.
在我们中间彼此没什么特别的尴尬。
That there is not any special separation hindrance amongst us.
除非我们自己发生难处。
Unless we ourselves have a difficulty.
如果我们是活得正常在基督的身体的里面。
If we live normally in the body of Christ.
你不会发觉彼此之间有任何的阻隔在那里。
You will not discover there's any hindrance in the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是生命的连结。
Brothers and sisters, this is the point of this union in life.
当教会在地上面产生的时候。
When the church was brought about, was born on earth.
这个生命的连结就是这样显出来。
This is how this union of life is manifested.
我刚才所提的只不过就是我们中间一起聚会。
Now what I just mentioned is only the fellowship here.
但是稀奇的是。
But what is amazing is,
这个这样的感觉不是局限在我们同一的经常的聚会的神的儿女的当中。
Such a feeling is not only exclusive to the children of God who congregate and gather together here.
而是你很容易发现，无论你跑到去哪个地方，只要你碰到是神的儿女，你就活在这个这样的感觉的里面。
Very easily, no matter where you go to, and you discover there are other children of God, this is the same feeling that you will have.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会在地上被建立起上来的那个光景。
Brothers and sisters, this is the condition of the church that is brought about on earth.
但是教会不是等等只是停留在这个这样的地步。
Yet the church not merely remains in this condition.
佢继续要成长。
The church needs to continue to grow.
成长到完全是按照神自己的那个设计。
The church must mature until it reaches the design, the plan of God.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们还记得第一章的祈祷的里面所提及的事情。
Brothers and sisters, if you still remember the first prayer in chapter 1 that it mentions,
教会是要成长到一个地步。
The church needs to mature to this point.
是让神自己所充满的成为他的充满。
So that the church will be the fullness of God who fills all and is in all.
换句说话来讲就是说。
In other words,
神是怎样的丰富。
However full and rich God is,
教会就是怎样的丰富。
Likewise, the church ought to be.
神是怎样的荣耀。
How glorious God is,
教会就是怎样的荣耀。
The church ought to be just as glorious.
神是怎样的满了权能。
How full of authority and power God is.
教会亦同样的是满了神的权能。
Likewise, the church is full of that authority and power of God.
但等于今天你看不到教会有这种光景。
But brothers and sisters, we cannot see that condition in the church today.
你见到有教会。
You see there is the church.
但你见不到教会有神设计的那个圆满的光景。
Yet you do not see that perfect condition of the church that is in the plan of God.
所以教会在设立了之后呢，神就带领他们一步一步的慢慢去长成。
Therefore, after the church was established, God leads the church to gradually grow bit by bit.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
我们今天就从以弗所书里面看到神怎样去带领教会成长。
Today we can see from Ephesians how God is to bring the church into such growth.
我们刚才所读的一段经文就是个第二个祷告全部的内容。
The first, as we just read from verse 14 to the end of chapter 3, is the whole content of the second prayer of Paul's.
这个全部的内容就讲出了神怎样去让教会去成长。
All the content of this prayer tells us how God is to make the church grow.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
在未曾好确实看入去这第二个祈祷的内容之前。
Now before we actually go into the details of this second prayer,
我很简单用几句说话是讲出了神在这段对教会的建造的过程的里面那个实质。
I will use a few sentences to tell us the summary and what will actually happen in this prayer that God gives us here.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
在第一个祷告我们刚才已经提过了，是讲出了神的设计。
In the first prayer we already mentioned, it tells us of the plan of God.
对不起，或者我应该这样来讲，是讲出了神的安排。
Oh, I should put it in this way. In the first prayer, God tells us what He has arranged.
然后在第一章的里，在第一章那个祷祈祷的里面呢，也同时是讲出神怎样的设计。
At the same time, in the first prayer, when God shows us His arrangement, He tells us what His plan is.
咁然后呢，我们就特别留意到了。
And then we take special attention.
在第二个祷告的里头呢，即是第三章里面十四节开首这段的话的里面呢，
That is in this second prayer, beginning with chapter 3, verse 14,
就特别去提及到神怎样去造成他那个安排和设计。
It tells us practically how God is to complete, finish His arrangement and His plan.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank
God. 我们就开始在第二个祈祷的里面去留意里面那个很主要的那几个事实。
We will take note then the very few main points that is in the second prayer.
头一件事情，弟兄姊妹，你会睇到嘅。
The first thing, brothers and sisters, you will see.
你要睇到神系万有嘅源头。
You must first see that God is the origin of all.
一切嘅事物都系从神嗰度做起头。
That all things begin with God.
教会嘅建造亦都冇例外。
And the establishment of the church is not an exception.
教会嘅成长系喺万有里头嘅。其中的一个部分。
Now, the growth of the church is only one aspect of all that is in the universe.
万有的源头是从神那里开始。
That all things are from God.
而 万有里头是包括一个很重要的内容，就是教会。
And in the arena of this all things, a very important point in this is the church.
所以教会亦同样是神作他的起头。
Therefore, likewise, the church is also from God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到在这番的说话的里面。
So, brothers and sisters, you can see in this verse.
你注意到是怎样讲呢？
You can take note what it reads here.
他说，因此我在父的面前屈膝，天上、地上的国家都是从他得名。
For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
几句的说话就讲出了，一切的事物都是从神那里开始。
With these simple words, it tells us that all things began from God.
是神给他们产生出来。
It is God who has brought them about.
神给他们有那个实际具体的内容。
It is God who has gave them existence and substantiated
them. 神也安排了他所你所发生出来的一切的事情，他们的结局。
And God has already arranged the end of all these things.
所以那句就说，天上、地上的国家，或者说你留意个细字仔呢，个国就叫做全家，都是从他那里得名。
Therefore, if you pay attention to verse 15, it says, of whom the whole family or each family, but the whole family, all the family in heaven and earth is named.
不单只说是从他到开始。
It not only tells us it begins with him.
而且是从神那处是有到那个实际。
But it is also from God that they have received, to be, of substance.
譬如好像说, John Chu.
For example, if you say John.
John Chu 从他父母那处生了他出来。
Now, John was born from his parents.
咁咪有咗佢嗰个人。
Therefore, he exists.
但系唔系净系有佢嗰个人。
But not only does he exist.
你点知道佢叫 John Chu?
But how do you know he is named John Chu?
因为佢个名叫 John Chu.
Because that is his name.
你嗌 John Chu, 你就知道系讲佢。
If you call John Chu, then you know you're calling
for him. 咁点解佢叫 John Chu?
And why is he called John Chu?
佢爸爸俾佢嘅。
Because that's the name given to him by his father.
你就懂。
Then brothers and sisters, you understand.
从他得名系咩意思呢？
Then you understand what it means of whom all are named.
是他那个那位去跟他决定了一切。
It is because of whom that he is from, that person has determined all that he is.
神不单只是万有的 起源。
Not only is God the origin, the source of all.
而且神也是为着万有来决定了一切。
But God has already determined all things.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
我们觉得我们而家生活喺呢个世代里面嘅人，可以话心思里面受好多嘅冲击。
Now we feel that perhaps for us who are living in this generation today, we are impacted much in our hearts.
但系我哋又好有福。
But we are also blessed.
因为我哋又处喺一个咁样嘅世代嘅里头，有好多嘅事物发现出嚟，叫我哋有把握知道我哋嘅神。
Because we also live in such an age that we are, and the things that are discovered that we can be with confidence and assured of how our God is.
但要从几十年前倒数翻上去两三个世纪。
If we're to count backwards from a few decades ago to a few centuries.
神的名在地上面可以说是受到很多方面的攻击和反对。
We can say that the name of God is greatly attacked and also opposed.
当然我们如果说相信主跟随神的人亦 相对的亦会受到人家一些特别的眼光来去看你。
Of course, for us who believe in the Lord, relatively speaking, we are also looked upon by others differently.
但是来到这两二三十年呢,
but when you come closer in these recent decades, brothers and sisters, you discover there's a great change in this situation.
几十年前,
several decades ago,
没人敢斗进化论,
no one would dare touch evolution.
没人敢正面去碰无神论,
no one would dare come face to face against atheism.
但是在最近的二三十年呢,
but in the recent few decades,
弟兄姊妹首先发起, 要叫我们留意到万有的源头的是一班科学家。
We can see that it is the scientists themselves that will take the world to pay attention to where is the origin of all.
弟兄姊妹从前我们不知道什么的讲解来去说明这个宇宙的来源。
Now, brothers and sisters, before we don't know what words to use, what theories to use to explain to us the origin of this universe.
在学校读书的人, 你几乎千篇一律是碰到就是说进化来的。
When we have gone through the school system, pretty much everyone goes through the same, that is by evolution.
这个宇宙是自然就有的。
That this universe came about very naturally.
然后他们慢慢就在这里进化。
And it gradually evolved.
你说用另外一个去思想的话呢, 你根本没有这样的条件。
Of course, then you have no condition to think otherwise in that situation.
但是我相信我们弟兄和姐妹在近这几年的里面, 你会有机会多听到一些这样的说话。
Brothers and sisters, I believe in the recent few years, perhaps you can hear much of this being said.
那个说话是讲出什么呢?
And these things that are being said, what does that tell us?
究竟这个宇宙是怎样?
That is, the question come about is, how does this universe, how did it come about?
人家就提出了,
and others would say,
因为近这几十年来, 从自然科学上面所发现的一些新的现象,
that is, through the natural science and many of the phenomena that are discovered in the recent decades,
叫相当多研究科学的人, 他们真的很客观地去认识事物的时候, 他们不能不承认一个事实,
that even the scientists themselves, if they were to look at this objectively, they must confess to this one thing.
整个宇宙的存留, 以及在宇宙里面的彼此的关系的维持,
that is, even the existence or the fact that this universe is being kept and how how it's being maintained,
甚至是个体的那个存在的那种的结构,
or even the existence or the makeup of each individual matter.
太奇妙,
it is just too wonderful.
所以他们就产生一个这样的体会出来,
therefore the scientists themselves would come about with this thought.
必须要先说这一帮人不是基督徒,
I must make first clear this point that the scientists who come up objectively with this thought, they may not be Christians.
但是他们就发现到这个事实,
but they discover this fact.
他们就提出了,
they mention,
整个的宇宙是经过一个很精密的很高级的设计而有,
that the universe have gone through a very detail oriented, a very high level of counsel, a design before it came about.
那这个很高级的很精密的设计的人是哪个呢?
Then who is this being that have devised this very high, this very intelligent plan?
很有意思,
it is very meaningful.
他们这帮人始终不敢很明显说是神,
this group of people, they do not dare evidently say it is God,
但是他们很巧妙地去表达,
but they try to have a spin to say, to express this theory.
他们说这是一个智慧的设计,
they say this is a very wise plan, intelligent plan.
intelligent
design.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
这些是如今这个世代里面所发生出来的事。
And this is the things that take place in this generation.
所以我刚才说, 我们很有福。
Therefore, I said that we are blessed.
因为如今提供了很多的资料给我们晓得。 我们所相信的是有根据的。
Because now there are much information that is given to us to give us evidence of whom we have believed in.
这个宇宙的起源是起源在神那里。
That the source, the beginning of this universe began with God.
这个宇宙维持是维持在神的管理。
And the substance of this universe is also by God.
这个宇宙有一个结局。
And there is also an end to this universe.
这个结局就是完全的归回神的旨意。
And the end of this universe is to be gathered and returned back to God Himself.
我们感谢主,在保罗第二个祷告里面就带出了这件这么重要的事情。
Now we thank the Lord because in the second of prayers of God, of Paul here, this is shown to us.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
好了,如今我们留意到, 这件事情的时候,
now when we take note of this point,
我们就留意神怎样在他所买赎的人的身上去叫教会掌声。
Then we can turn to the next point is how God is to have the church mature from those whom has redeemed.
换句话来说就是说, 当神建立了他自己教会的时候, 他怎样继续去建造他自己的教会?
In other words, after God has established His church, how will God continue to edify and build His church?
这个是我们从保罗第二个祷告里面所留意。
Now we're able to take note of that in this second prayer of Paul's here.
啊, 我们感谢赞美主,
we praise and thank our Lord.
因为他不单止在那里设计,
because not only does God plan,
而且他在实际上在那里做,
but He is also actually working.
啊, 我们先来注意,
let us first take note.
他怎样发表他要去做的呢?
How does God express what He is to do?
啊, 首先叫我们知道他是万有的源头。
First, God shows us He is the origin of all.
然后就让我们去留意，他说求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，藉着他的灵，叫你们心里面的力量刚强起上来。
Then God tells us that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man.
那等着我们注意,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
神在那里做工,
God is working there.
但神做工的那个实际是为什么事情?
But what is the actual condition of God's work here?
如果从字句上面就是这样说,
if we look at the letter of the word, it says,
我们求主按照他自己的荣耀和丰富来做工。
We ask God that according to the riches of His glory to work.
但如果你从实际上面去看呢?
But when we look at it realistically,
根据他的荣耀和根据他那个丰盛的荣耀来作工的话呢?
That if God were to work according to the riches of His glory,
是不是说神啊, 将你那个丰盛的荣耀输送过来给我们?
Does it mean that God, you will deliver to us the riches of your glory?
将你那个丰盛的荣耀来分给我们?
That you will disperse to us the riches of your glory.
弟兄姊妹,这个就是我们要注意的。
Brothers and sisters, that's what we need to take note of.
神在我们身上做工,
when God works upon us,
他怎么会做工?
How can He work?
他做什么工?
What work is He to do?
啊, 我们有时会看到,
many times we see,
哎呀, 我病了,
I'm sick.
神是医好我,
God healed me.
啊, 或者说, 现在一个学年就来完了, 这个暑假就来到了。
Now, one semester is over and spring break is here.
啊, 我家里面有小孩要升学了。
Now, I have children that has to be going to another
啊,
或者要, school.
唔理佢入咩学，唔理佢点样升学都好咧。系啊，你就系特别系要升上大学嗰啲，你做家长嘅就话啊，神啊，为佢预备一个好嘅学校。No
matter what school he is promoting to, especially in college, then the parents will say, God, will you prepare a good college for them?
等住我，我哋 在我们的实际生活的里面，我们向神有所求有所要，就是要这一点。
Brothers and sisters, in our daily living, that's what we actually pray for and request of God.
但你转过来看神做工的时候，神怎样做工？
But when we turn around and see at, when God is at work, how He is at work.
神不是做那些。
God is not doing that type of work.
神不拒绝你向祂要求那些。
Now, God does not reject you when you pray to Him regarding those things.
但是神要做的是不是那些。
But the work of God are not those things.
神要做的是什么？
What is the work of God?
神要做的是要将祂自己的荣耀输送过来给你。
That the work of God is to deliver unto you the riches of His glory.
丁姊妹，我们承认我们对神的荣耀的认识是很浅薄。
Brothers and sisters, we confess our understanding of the glory of God is very shallow.
甚至我们不知道什么叫做神的荣耀。
Even to a point we confess and say, I don't know what the glory of God is.
但是我们或者这样给弟兄姊妹去了解。
Or perhaps we can put it in this way for brothers and sisters.
神的荣耀就是神的自己。
The glory of God is God Himself.
神是怎样的一位神，那个就是他的荣耀。
How God is, that is manifested in His glory.
神所有的是什么，那个就是他的荣耀。
All that God has, that is His glory.
但如今神要做一个工作。
But now God is to do this work.
是将他的所有和他的所事来作成我们的所有。
That is all that God is and all that He has. He is to do that work so that we would become who He is and have what He has.
那顶住，当你咁样去了解神将佢嘅荣耀输送俾我哋嘅时候咧
，Brothers and sisters, when we come to understand it from this point that God is to deliver to us,
我哋会了解到神要喺我哋身上作乜嘢嘅工。
Then we'll begin to understand what work God is to do upon us.
譬如我们说
For example, we say,
我们的神是生命
Our God is life.
神就将生命给我们
God has given us life.
神将他的生命输送给我们
God has delivered unto us His life.
但在我们这班人身上面，我们对生命的那个认识和经历呢？
But upon us, our practical understanding
仍然受着我们的经历来限制。
It is still limited by our own experience.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们仍虽然我们是蒙恩得救了
yes, even though we're saved by
我们是接受了神儿子的生命
we have received the life of the Son of God.
但是究竟我们的最早的那个源头乃是亚当
yet, the very basic source of our beginning is Adam.
所以亚当身上面所有的一切残留下来的我们都要经历
therefore all the blemished remains of Adam we must experience.
而我们留给我们的印象最深的呢就是亚当那个经历
And the deepest impression we have in our experiences is that Adamic experience.
因为亚当所留给我们的经历全部在眼见的里面
Because all the experience of Adam that's left to us is that which is visible.
譬如很简单来说
For example, very simply.
我们生下来是个 BB 仔
When we're born, we're a baby.
但你永远不会是 BB 仔
But we will always not be a baby.
你又会长大
We will grow.
但你长大呢
But as we grow,
又不是没尽头。
It's not without end.
所以到有一天呢
So one day,
你就长大到一个地步不单止不长大而且是没了踪迹。
We will grow to a point that we will stop growing and eventually we will be gone.
弟兄姊妹你知道我的意思是什么
Brothers and sisters, you know what I mean.
但我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
神是生命。
God is life.
当他的生命输送给我们的时候
And when His life is delivered to us,
我们亚当所带来的那个结局我们虽然走不过
Even though we cannot overcome the end of Adam, which is our experience,
但基督的生命所带来给我们的那个事实呢
But the fact of the life of Christ that is given to us now,
正好就在亚当的生命完结的时候就在我们的身上有一个明显的开始。
Very fittingly would have a beginning in our life when the Adamic life comes to an end.
当我们信主的时候
Brothers and sisters, when we believe in the Lord, do we not grasp this fact?
神给我们的恩典,
the grace which God has bestowed upon
us,
one of that aspect is that we shall not perish but have everlasting life.
究竟什么叫永生?
Now what does it mean to have eternal life?
永生就是永远的生命,
eternal life is everlasting life.
如果你要看亚当所剩下来的,
but when we look at what is left to us from Adam,
你何时看到永远的生命呢?
When can we see that eternal life?
今早就讲到我们的姊妹102岁,
this morning we shared our sister was 102.
但在亚当的里面, 她到了尽头,
in Adam, that is her end.
但感谢赞美我们的姊妹,
but we praise and thank our Lord.
在基督里面你所接受的,
in Christ, what we have received,
不是102,
it is not 102.
不是103,
it is not 103.
不是200, 204,
it is not, it's 200 or 204.
不是3006,
it is not 3006.
是什么?
What is it?
永远,
it is eternity.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, that is life.
神是将祂的生命输送给我们,
God has given unto us His life.
这是神的荣耀,
and that is the glory of God.
当然神不仅仅是生命,
of course, with God is not only His 神就是有祂的智慧,
there is His wisdom,
His authority,
有祂的能力,
His power,
有祂的尊贵,
and His honor.
我们感谢赞美我们的主,
we praise and thank our Lord.
因为弟兄姊妹你留意到神在我们身上作工, 是不住地将祂的荣耀, 将祂的荣耀输送过来给我们。
Therefore, we can see as God continues to work upon us, He continues to give us His glory.
我们是点点滴滴地在那树去接收神给我们的荣耀。
And gradually, bit by bit, we're receiving that glory from God.
虽然是点点滴滴地接收, 但是那个累积起上来的时候, 你会晓得神那个荣耀和丰富是在我们的身上是怎样的, 不住的膨胀,
even as we do receive the glory of God, even so, a very little bit at a time, as it is accumulated, we can see the greatness of that accumulation.
直到有一日,
until one day,
我们和主面对面的时候,
when we see the Lord face to face,
神的荣耀有多少,
how glorious is the glory of God,
我们所接受的荣耀有多少,
and that is how much glory we have received,
神的丰满有多少,
how full God is,
我们的丰满就是多少,
that would be how rich we are.
等于这个就是神在我们身上作工的, 那个目的,
brothers and sisters, that is the purpose of God's work upon us.
我们感谢赞美我们的神,
we praise and thank our God.
所以当等于这个你看, 留意到保罗在神面前这个祷告的时候,
therefore, when you pay attention to this prayer of Paul's before God,
你不单只看见神是他作工的神是万有的源头,
not only do we see that God is the origin of all,
同时你就看见神要在属他人的身上来作工,
at the same time, you can see that God is to work upon those who belong to Him.
而作工的实质就是将神的荣耀向我们来输送,
and the reality of that work is that God delivers His glory to us.
我们感谢赞美我们的神,
we praise and thank our God.
这是神作工的原则,
that is the principle in which God works.
这个原则是怎样成为我们的经历呢?
Now how does this principle become our experience?
这个经历不会一下就完完全全的
Now this experience would not just come upon us in a puff.
刚才我已经提了,是点点滴滴的,在我们的身上去增加。
Now I mentioned already, this experience is gained by us gradually, bit by bit.
但是这个点点滴滴的增加的经历是怎样的?
But what is the experience of receiving this bit by bit gradually?
我们感谢赞美我们的主,
we praise and thank our Lord.
接着他就向我们来讲清楚了,
and then God tells us very clearly,
他说他是按照他自己丰盛的荣耀来作工,
that He works according to the riches of His glory.
作工在我们的身上头一个部分是叫我们里头的人刚强起来,
that the first part of His work upon us is to strengthen us in the inner man.
我们中文圣经的翻译出来是这样翻译,
this is in the Chinese translation.
他说藉着他的灵叫你心里的力量刚强起来,
that you might be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man.
但是原来的意思就是说,
but the original meaning is, it is by the working Spirit of God within us, so that the inner man within us would be strengthened.
不是叫我们里面的力量刚强起上来,
it is not to strengthen us from within.
当然你从经历上面去看呢, 你可以说那个是里面的力量,
of course, from our own experience, we can say that it's the inner strength that is strengthened.
但是我们要了解就是说, 嗰个事实嘅真相系一回咩事
？But we must understand what the truth is.
唔系仅仅一个力量嘅问题。
It is not merely about the strength.
而系呢个力量嘅来源嘅问题。
But it is the source of this strength.
系一个力量。
Yes, it is a power.
但系嗰个力量点样出嚟
？But how is this power to come from?
喺边处嚟嘅
？Where is this power from?
我哋神要我哋注意嘅，注意呢一个。
God wants us to pay attention to that point.
神藉着佢嘅圣灵，系根据佢嘅荣耀。来在我们身上去做工。
It is by the Spirit, through the riches of God's glory, that He works upon us.
他做工的结果就是叫我们里头那个人刚强起上来。
The result of His work is for our inner man to be strengthened.
我们现在首先就要解决的。
Then we must first understand,
什么叫做里面的人?
What is this inner man?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我哋从来冇里边嘅人、外边嘅人嘅嗰、那个嗰个咁嘅了解的。
We never had this understanding of an outer man and an inner
man。我哋就话人咪就系人咯。
We say man is man。
我咪就系我咯。
I am me。
你咪就系你咯。
And you are you。
但弟兄姊妹好稀奇。
But brothers and sisters, amazingly。
喺你未曾认识主、未曾信主之前，你真系你就系你，我就系我。
Before you come to know the Lord, believe in Him. Yes, you are you and I am me。
但是当你信了主之后呢
？But after you believe in the Lord，
弟兄姊妹，你懂得
？Brothers and sisters， you know，
我哋话神俾我哋一个救恩嘅恩典，其中嘅一样嘢系叫做重生。
We know the grace which God gives us in His salvation. One of that is to be born again。
咁乜嘢叫做重生
？Now what does it mean to be born again？
重生就系话你再接受一个生命。
To be born again means now you receive this new life。
咁换句说话嚟讲
，In other words，
喺我哋所有信主得救嘅人。我哋有两个生命。
For all of us who have been born again and believe and saved by grace, we have two lives.
你如果同一啲未曾信主得救嘅人嚟讲呢件事情，佢话你傻嘅。
Brothers and sisters, if you are to share this with those who does not believe in the Lord, that you have two lives, they say you're crazy.
点可能有啲咁嘅事
？Now how can this happen?
我就系我。
I am me.
你就系你。
And you are you.
但感谢赞美我哋嘅。
But we praise and thank our Lord.
我哋信主嘅时候。
When we believe in the Lord,
主唔单单系赦免我哋嘅。
The Lord not only have pardoned our sins.
同时系赏赐。佢自己嘅生命俾我哋做我哋嘅生命。
But at the same time, He has given us His life to be our life.
所以喺我哋属神嘅人身上面嚟讲，我哋系具备两个生命。
Therefore, for us who belong to God, we are equipped with two lives.
一个生命系从父母嗰度接过嚟。
One life is from our natural parents.
另外一个生命系从圣灵嗰处接过嚟。
And another life which we receive is by the Holy Spirit.
喺我哋信主嘅时候，圣灵将神嘅生命送到我哋嘅里头。
At the time when we believe in the Lord has delivered us His life by the Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹你就晓得啦。
Then brothers and sisters,
如果你真正系一个蒙恩得救嘅人
，If you are truly one who is saved by
grace, 你就发现一件事情啦。
You'll discover one thing.
从前我想点样就点样，冇人可以阻挡我。
Before I do whatever pleases me, no one can stop me.
但系如今呢？
Now,
好似有啲古怪啦。
It seems like something strange is going on.
其实我唔应该话古怪，系应该话系有啲奇妙啦。
In fact, I shouldn't use this term that is strange, but it is wonderful.
从前我要点样想，我要点样做，我就去做。
Before I just do whatever I want, I do whatever I think.
冇人阻得我。
And no one can stop me.
如今有啲奇怪。
No, but now it is wonderfully strange.
我想做一样嘢。
I want to do something.
唔系外边有人拦住我。
Now there's no one externally to stop me.
系我里头有人拦住我。
Yet there is a constraint within.
弟兄姊妹有冇咁嘅经历
？Brothers and sisters, do you have such an experience?
有冇经历咁样嘅事呢
？Have you experienced this?
你甚至想讲一啲嘅说话。
Perhaps you want to say certain words.
你真系好想讲。
You really want to express yourself in that way. For example,
John Chu 得罪我。
Now John Chu offended me.
我要弹死佢。
And I want to scold him.
我成把火呢喺里头烧得好紧要。
And my anger is just boiling.
我见到佢嘅时候，我就要大声嚟闹佢。
And when I see him, I just want to scold him loudly.
但我见到佢，我想闹佢嘅时候咧。
But when I see him,
如果系我旧时嘅我咧
？Yeah, before it was the old me.
我佢喺街头，我喺街尾，我就开口闹。
And if I see him coming even from the other end of the street, I will start scolding him.
但系如今咧
？But now,
喺街头我喺街头见到佢喺街尾，我要闹佢。
I see him from the other end of the street. I want to start scolding him.
好似闹唔出嚟。
But it just cannot come out.
行近啲先鬧佢。
No, maybe I thought I'll get closer before I start calling him.
費事咁大聲，所有街坊都嘈住曬。
I don't want to speak so loud that others can hear me.
但越行近就越鬧唔出。
But the more closer I get close to him, I cannot scold at him anymore.
甚至行到同佢好靠近嘅時候，嗰把火都燒咗。
Oh, perhaps even as we draw closer, all my anger has gone away.
我或者係講得係比較突出啲咁多。
Now maybe this is a quite an exaggerated example.
但呢一類嘅事情，弟兄姊妹你有冇經歷到呢？
My brothers and sisters, have you experienced such things?
弟兄姊妹，如果你真正係一個蒙恩得救嘅人，
Brothers and sisters, you are truly one saved by grace.
你唔一定係好似我講咁嘅講咁十足。
It may not be the exact example I just gave.
但你有咁嘅原則嘅體會。
But you have experienced this in the same principle.
我估我攞我外母嚟講下啦。
I think maybe I'll use my mother-in-law as an example.
其實呢個好普遍嘅啫，喺特別喺香港，喺舊時，喺中國裏邊都好。
Actually, this is a very common example, especially in Hong Kong or in those days.
你去街市買餸。
When you go to shop in the marketplace.
咁啊，買咗啦。
After you've bought something.
賣菜嗰個就稱好俾你啦。
And the one who have weighed the food to you have given you your produce.
你心裏面又知道佢緊握稱。
And then in your heart you know he's always cheating you out of the weight.
佢又幾大都話俾足你。
But the seller will always say you, I gave you the right amount.
大家彼此都心知。
And so everybody knows well in their heart.
但係佢話俾足你，你亦冇得好講。佢個把稱擺出嚟又係真係好似夠。
No, if they say, I weigh you the right amount, and you have nothing to say, because when they show you, it seems it's right.
你又明明知道佢呃你錢。
But you know, they didn't give you the right portion.
你點會對付佢呢？
So what can you do against that?
一般人都係咁。
Generally, everyone does the same thing.
執起個榨菜啦。
And so they take the vegetable that's sold to them.
臨走啦。
And then when they go and leave.
拿佢兩條葱。
And they take some more of the scallions with them.
哎呀，俾埋呢兩條葱我啦。
Now give me this for free。
你心裏邊係點想呢？
And so what do you think in your heart?
你呃我，我咪又呃你。
Oh, so you try to deceive me, so I try to deceive you.
但稀奇。
But amazingly,
信得住。
After she believed in the Lord,
又冇人話俾你知。
No one told her.
你嗰兩條葱攞唔到啦。
Now you cannot take those two strands of scallion anymore.
唔係話你習慣上面唔想攞。
It's not that by habit you don't want to just grab it.
哎，好似你里头有个人话俾你知，唔好攞啦。
But it's somehow like there's someone inside of you saying, "Don't do that anymore."
顶住我个中提呢类嘅事情，系让顶住你去领会。
Brothers and sisters, I mention these examples so that you would know.
呢处就话叫你里头嘅人刚强起上嚟。
Here it says that your inner man would be strengthened.
你话我哋人咪就系人咯？点有里头嘅人，有外边嘅人
？You say man is man. How can there be an outer man and an inner man?
哦，如果你用世界人嘅说话嚟讲，就系话
，If you use the worldly terms, you say
你梗系讲人哋嗰啲双重人格嘅人。
You must be saying someone who is schizophrenic.
见人讲人话，见鬼讲鬼话嗰啲人。
And so those who will say one thing to one person and another to another.
顶住会唔系
？Brothers and sisters, no, that's not what I'm speaking about. It is not a schizophrenic.
嗰啲都系亚当里边嘅人。
All those people are from Adam.
仍然系嗰种人。
It is still the same type.
但系如今神叫我哋留意到，佢喺我哋身上面作工个结果，系叫我哋。从接受生命嗰时开始，我哋呢个人身上边有两个生命喺个树嚟继续活着。
But God here shows us that from the point when we believe in Him and accept a new life, there is two lives here at work.
一个生命系我哋与生俱来嗰个。
One life is the natural life we're born with.
另外一个生命就从主嗰度接过嚟嗰个。
This other life is the life which we receive from the Lord.
我简单嘅嚟。
Simply say this.
从父母嗰处接过嚟嗰个系外边嘅人。
From the life which we receive from our parents, that is the so-called outer man.
因为从我哋出世系嗰个样就系嗰个样啦，不过就变大咗啫。
But that is the life which we're born with, and the face that we have, we just have grown physically.
你出世嘅时候系黄种人，你唔会大咗变咗白种人。
And so if you're born as an Asian, then you would not change to be Caucasian when you grow up.
你的護照可以拿到美國護照,但是你這個是黃種人。
And so perhaps your passport says that you're a US citizen, but you're still a yellow skin Asian.
So, 弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, this is the so-called outer man.
從你出生的時候開始,你一直就是那個外,那個外面的人。
From birth, that is how you are externally.
但是如今神拯救了我们的时候,就叫我们在里头有一个属神的生命。
But now, after God has saved us, within, He has given us a life that belongs to God.
这个属神的生命就在我们里面成了我们里头的人。
And this life that is belonging to God has become the inner man.
我们姑且简单地说,那个就是基督的生命。
I would simply say, that is the life of Christ within us.
神儿子的生命。
That is the life of the Son of God.
在我们信了主的时候,
At the time when we believe in the Lord,
或者我这样说,
or I say this,
在我们未曾信主的时候,
before we believe in the Lord,
我们只有亚当的生命在那个树来管住我们这个人,
we only have this Adamic life that rules over us.
但是在我们信主的时候呢,
but after we believe in the Lord,
我姑且这样说,
I'll put it in this way.
因为神儿子的生命进到我们里面来,
because the life of the Son of God enters into us,
在我们的里头呢, 就有两个生命, 去約束我們這個人。
Within us, then, there has become two lives that constrain us.
可能是平分秋色,
now, perhaps they're 50-50.
但是不一定,
but that may not be the
不过,
case.
不过无论如何呢,
regardless,
绝大部分的时间是旧的生命强过新的生命。
Most of the time, that old life which we have is stronger than the new life which now have.
但如今神在我们身上开手做工,
but now as God begins to work within us,
祂做工的结果是什么呢?
What is the result of His
work? 是要叫我们那个新的生命逐渐逐渐强壮起上来。
It's for this inner man, this new life, to be gradually strengthened.
强壮到一个地步,
it is to be strengthened to this point.
不单止是从旧的生命, 是平分秋色,
not only now is this new life 50-50 rule over us,
而且慢慢就要强过旧的生命,
but even gradually this new life is to be more powerful than this new old life.
一直强到一个地步就不容许旧的生命在那里来管束我这个人。
It will be strengthened to a point that no longer are we ruled by this old life.
弟兄姊妹,这个是神在我们身上所做。
Brothers and sisters, this is the work that God is doing upon us.
刚才我特别所提的话,神的工作就是向我们输送祂的荣耀呢?
Now what I may mention previously was that God's work is to deliver us His glory.
那个经历就从这件事情上面开始。
That experience begins with these things.
神的荣耀怎样在我们里面能够被带到充满那个地步呢?
Now how is the glory of God to be full in us in this experience?
我们旧的生命减弱了,
it is only when this old life decreases.
你让出个位出来,
when we give of this space.
旧时那个旧的生命是霸了很多的位,
because this old life occupies so much of that space.
如今神在我们里面做工,慢慢慢慢要叫那个旧的生命让位,
the work of God, He gradually works upon us so that this old life will give up this space.
让出多少神的丰富,神的荣耀就
as much as room, as space that this old life gives up, that is how much will be filled with the glory of God. We thank the Lord.
啊,不要扯那么远了,
now I won't go too far.
我们就留意到神在我们身上做,要做到一个地步,叫我们里头的人是强壮起上。
We take note that God works within us until this point that our inner man is strengthened.
强壮起上来到一个什么的地步呢?
What point is this?
弟兄姊妹你注意了, 他说强壮起上来呢, 使基督因你们的信住在你们的心里,
it says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith,
叫你们的爱心有根有基, 能与同众圣徒一同明白, 基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height of the love of Christ.
我们先要来注意一处先了。
Now let us first pay attention to this part.
叫我们里头那个人刚强起上来。
So that the inner man may be strengthened.
那么刚强起上来的时候, 会带出一个什么结果呢?
Now that the inner man is being strengthened, what is the result that this will bring forth? So that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, there's a lot to be said about this point.
我们这个人,
now, when the inner man is strengthened, Christ dwells in our heart.
若果我们这个人不刚强呢,
then, what if we are not strengthened?
基督就在我们的里面,
that means Christ does not have much room to dwell, occupy in our hearts.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, perhaps you will question, no, that's not it.
我们明明记得, 我们信主的时候, 特别我们在初信造就的时候, 带领的弟兄姊妹很清楚跟我们说的。
I remember very clearly when we believe in the Lord, when we are growing in Christ, that the brothers and sisters clearly told us.
在我们一信主的时候,
that at the moment we believe in the Lord abides in us.
但这句话,
but here, if you say that only when the inner man is strengthened, then the Lord can dwell in us by faith.
那岂不是不对吗?
Now, well, then that doesn't make sense.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
读清楚一点,
we have to read it very carefully.
在我们信主的时候,
when we believe in the Lord,
是神的儿子, 住到我们的里面,
when we believe in the Lord, the Son of God abides in our heart. It is the Lord Jesus Christ that abides in our heart. But brothers and sisters, pay attention here. Here it does not say that the Son of God dwells in your heart. But here it says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith.
不是一样?
Brothers and sisters, perhaps you say, no, it's the same, right?
基督就是神的儿子?
The Son of God is Christ, and Christ is the Son of God.
当然在我们的主的身上,
yes, upon our Lord, you can know Him in this way.
但是当神讲及到,
but when God expresses the work of Him, then it is different.
他提及他儿子的名, 字的时候呢,
the name which God uses to express His Son is closely related to the term which He uses to express who His Son is.
换一句话来说,主耶稣住在我们的里面,和基督住在我们的里面,
in other words, then, when you say that the Lord Jesus abides in our heart, or that Christ dwells in our heart, is there a difference?
一般来说,没分别。
In general, no.
但是实际去讲的时候,很大的分别。
But in reality, there is a vast difference.
等着主住在我们的里面,他是作我们的生命。
Brothers and sisters, when the Lord dwells in our hearts, He is to be our life.
如果基督住在我们的里面的时候呢?
But when we say that Christ to dwell in our hearts,
就不是仅仅作生命那么简单。
It is not merely that He is our life.
而是讲到他在我们里面作王。
But it speaks of the fact that He is to be King in our lives.
弟兄姊妹,你懂这件事?
Brothers and sisters, you know this matter.
基督就是弥赛亚。
That Christ is the Messiah.
弥赛亚就是受膏者,
and the Messiah is the anointed one.
受膏者那个内容就有三个职事。
Now there are three ministries to the anointed one.
一个就是祭司、先知、君王。
Is the priest, the prophet, and the king.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
在救恩的里面,
in salvation,
神的儿子在我们的身上面, 已经完成了作祭司的工作。
The Son of God has already finished the work of the priesthood.
同时亦完成了先知的工作。
At the same time, the office of the prophet is already finished.
因此今天我们提到基督的时候,
therefore, when we mention about Christ,
我们不是再看祭司和先知这两个职事。
No longer do we look at these two ministries of the Christ, which is the priest and the prophet.
我们提到基督的时候, 我们所留意的就是君王这个职事。
When we look at this term Christ, what we focus on is the ministry of the king.
因为在主的救恩完成的时候, 祭司和先知的职事已经圆满了。
Because when the salvation of the Lord is finished, then the office of the priest And the prophet is finished.
但是君王的職事仍是繼續執行緊。
Yet the ministry of the kingship is still executed.
所以弟兄們你注意到了。
So brothers and sisters, you take note here.
他的說話叫你裡面那個人剛強起上來,叫基督住在你的裡頭。
So that you may be strengthened in the inner man that Christ may dwell in your heart.
又有講究了。
There is a lot to be said here.
除了讓我們留意到,我們的主住在我們的裡面,是用什麼身份來住?
Besides the fact, it tells us what function, what office that Christ is to dwell in our heart as.
這是一個很重要的。That
is very important.
你說,哎呀,主當然是貴賓啦。
You say, of course, the Lord in my heart is a VIP guest.
如果主來我來我家住的時候,我就整間屋,我全部將它remodel過,全部將它安排好,然後就接主過來住。
Of course, when the Lord dwells in our hearts, then I have to remodel the whole house. I have to make everything clean and new for Him to come and dwell in my house.
全部用的東西,換成新的。
And so, all my appliances, everything that's used is new.
因為他是貴賓。
Because he is a VIP guest.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
你這樣去接受主,
when you receive the Lord in this way,
你很滿意,
you're very satisfied.
因為你覺得你盡了你所能作的去招接待主。
Because you feel you've done all that you can here to receive the Lord.
但弟兄姊妹,當你一看到是基督要住在你裡面的時候,
but brothers and sisters, when you truly see that it is Christ that will dwell in you,
你會發現,
then you'll discover,
你雖然是這樣去接待主,
even though you have done all that you can to receive the Lord,
但是主的心裡面不是那麼滿意,
but in the heart of the Lord, He is not fully pleased.
因為他在你家裡面只不過是貴賓而已。
Because in His heart, nevertheless, you are His only a guest to you.
如果你連貴賓的身份都不給他的話呢?
And so, being a guest, if you don't treat Him as a VIP,
就是普通朋友,
and just only a casual friend,
更加不用說,
then that would be even worse.
你說主為什麼這麼貪心?
And you say, why is the Lord so greedy?
但是不是主貪心?
Brothers and sisters, it's not the fact that He is greedy.
這是他應該得到的那一份,
but this is what He is worthy of.
你沒有照著他應該得到那一份來安排給他,
and you have not made the arrangement for Him to receive that which He is worthy of.
你沒有辦法說主啊,那你 這樣都不滿足啊?
Then you cannot say to the Lord, Lord, aren't you even pleased with all that I've already done for you?
弟兄姊妹,當你留意到,他是君王。
Brothers and sisters, when you take note of the fact that He is the king,
你說君王和貴賓中間有沒有分別?
Now, is there a difference between the king and the VIP?
分別太大了。
It is a great difference.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如今神在我們身上作的是, 要將基督, 要將神的兒子, 在我們的裡面顯明到一個地步,他是要作我們生命的王。
The work which God is doing in us today will be to a point where He will manifest His Son as King in our lives.
弟兄姊妹,這是一個很重要的事。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very extremely important matter. This is also very crucial.
我們整個屬靈的難處在神的面前,就是在這個原則上面。
And this is also the focal point of our difficulty before God that is not easy for us to hurdle. Now when we look back, why did Adam fall? Why would Eve take of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil and eat of it? It is because of this very hurdle. You say, what hurdle is that?
基督那個絕對的權柄,
that is to confess the absolute authority of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹,我們在神面前所有屬靈的難處的根源就在這個點上。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, this is the very root of our spiritual difficulty.
所以神在我們身上作工,要帶我們進去祂自己的榮耀裡面,祂亦就在我們那個最弱的地方裡面來。
Therefore, as God leads us into His glory, He also starts His work at the weakest link in our life.
要叫神的兒子在我們的裡面去作王。
that the Son of God may reign as king in our lives.
我怎么知道神的儿子在我里面是不是作王?
Now perhaps you might question then, how do I know when the Son of God is reigning in my life? I think I'm already letting him rule.
弟兄姊妹是,
brothers and sisters, yes.
我们承认我们很多时候, 都很乐意做一个信服的人活在主的面前。
Many times we confess we're willing to be one who is obedient before the Lord.
但弟兄姊妹你必须留意,
but brothers and sisters, you must take note.
一个真正让主作王的人,
one who truly is allowed for the Lord to be king.
不单单只是个人在神的面前接受主的权柄,
not only do we individually accept the authority of the Lord,
而且是让主带出一个这样的结果,
but it is for the Lord to bring forth such a result in our life.
那个生活是什么呢?
And what result is that?
接下去你看到,
when we read on, then we will see
能与众圣徒一同,
that we will be able to gather with all saints.
底下就是说去享用神的自己,
there it tells us that it is for us to enjoy God Himself.
但关键是在与众圣徒,
but the key is that are we able to with all saints?
弟兄姊妹,这又是我们的难处,
brothers and sisters, that also is our difficulty. If we did not truly allow for Christ to be king in our
lives,
how difficult it is for us to receive the fact of all saints.
我可以个人在神的面前活得很好,
yes, individually I can live well before God.
但我没办法能够活在众圣徒的当中,
but I cannot live with all saints.
我一活在众圣徒的当中, 我就发觉这个又有问题, 那个又有问题, 所有的圣徒都有问题, 只有我自己没问题。
When I'm in the midst of all saints, I've discovered that saint has a problem, this saint has a problem, everyone has a problem except me.
但弟兄姊妹你注意,
but brothers and sisters, take note.
神把我们带到一个地步, 叫我们让基督在我们里面作王,
when the Lord brings us to a point when He allows Christ to be king in our hearts,
一个很明显的现象在那里就是说, 你能够活在众圣徒的当中,
a very evident phenomenon is we're able to live amongst all saints.
你能够接受众圣徒,
we can receive all saints.
而你又能够被众圣徒去接受,
and we're also received by all saints.
弟兄姊妹你说为什么神要求这么高?
Brothers and sisters, you might question, why is the requirement of God so high?
为什么神要求得这么高? 严谨?
Why is it so strict with this requirement of God?
弟兄姊妹我们记得,
brothers and sisters, we must remember,
在第一个祷告里面就说,
in the first prayer,
教会是他的身体,
that the church is His body,
既然是身体,
and if it's a body,
在身体上的肢体, 怎么可能彼此不接受?
If it is one body, then how can the members thereof cannot receive one another?
如果不能够接受肢体的定规是自己在神的面前有难处,
if we cannot receive another member of the same body, then for sure we have a difficulty ourselves.
如果自己不能够被众圣徒去接受呢?
If we cannot be received by all saints,
恐怕个难处又是在自己的身上面,
perhaps the difficulty also lies with ourselves.
所以弟兄姊妹你留意到神在带领教会成长的时候,
therefore, brothers and sisters, take note as God leads the church to maturity.
他首先做工的那个单位不是整体,
the channel which He works first is not corporately, the unit.
神开手做工的那个单位是个别人,
but He works individually as the unit first.
因为个别人不在神的面前长成得好, 就没办法能够活出众圣徒。
Because if individually as a unit we do not live well, then we cannot manifest this truth of all saints.
弟兄姊妹你特别注意,
brothers and sisters, take note.
我们留意完第三章这个祷告之后呢,
we can take note after this prayer is finished in chapter 3.
从第四章开始就是很具体的,很实际的,去讲到教会那个建造。
Starting from chapter 4, it goes into very practical, concrete building of the church.
你就会很清楚看到,为什么?神在我们身上作工的经历, 是从个人那里开始,
then you will see very clearly why is it that the work of God will begin first in an individual basis.
因为他要叫我们, 能够摆入众圣徒嘅里边。
Because it is in order for us to be able to place ourselves amongst all saints.
去显出基督嘅身体。
To manifest the body of Christ.
因为唯有能够喺众圣徒嘅里边。
Because only amongst all saints.
弟兄姊妹，然后我哋是真正接触到神所发表嘅佢嘅自己。
Then are we able to come into contact with the fact how God manifests Himself?
弟兄姊妹，我哋通常都听见人讲，神系爱，所以神嘅儿女应该彼此相爱。
Brothers and sisters, perhaps quite often we hear this fact that God is love, and therefore the children of God ought to love each other.
所以你常常听到人话，哎呀，呢个人冇爱心，嗰个又冇爱心。
Perhaps we hear this very often. Oh, this person doesn't have love. That person doesn't have love.
弟兄姊妹，咩叫爱？
Brothers and sisters, what is love?
我哋平常以为嗰个爱根本就唔系爱。
The love that we think we know what love is actually not love.
我哋平常以为嘅爱只不过系感情。
The love which we think that we have normally is only our emotion.
唔系真系爱。
It's our feeling that is not
love. 如果你真要真真实实去领会到爱，
if you want to come into contact with true love,
你翻去睇睇喺主嘅身上边所发表。
We go back to reflect and see what the Lord Himself manifested.
如果你要好清楚用文字去表达嘅话呢，你真真实实去睇睇林前十三章。
If you want to see how that is expressed in the letter of the word, then read carefully Corinthians chapter 13.
然后你就一定会发现。
Then you will discover.
乜嘢叫做爱？
What is love?
爱唔系我感情上面嘅满足。
Love is not to satisfy my own feeling and emotion.
爱乃系我失去咗自己。
But the fact is, love is that I have lost myself.
正正每一个唔会失去自己嘅人，佢唔懂得咩叫做爱。
Brothers and sisters, one who does not know how to lose himself does not know what love is.
所以正正你留意到呢处就话，叫你同众圣徒一齐去明白基督嘅爱有何等嘅系何等嘅长阔高深。
Therefore, it reads here that we may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ.
你点样能够了解到基督嘅爱系咁长阔高深？
Now, how do we come to know the love of Christ in its height, length, width, and
depth? 你必须要进入众圣徒嘅里头。
We must do so when we enter in the midst of all saints.
你点能够进到众圣徒嘅里头？
Now, how can we enter amongst all saints?
你必须要有一个有根有基嘅爱喺我哋嘅里头。
You must first be rooted and grounded in love.
呢个有根有基嘅爱就系失去你自己。
Being grounded and rooted in love is to lose ourselves.
一个唔甘心失去自己嘅人，系永远唔懂得爱嘅人。
And one who is not willing to give of himself, lose himself, would not know what love is.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We praise and thank our God.
因为底下佢就讲到呢一个爱系过于我哋所能够测度。
And then it tells us that such love is surpassing what we're able to comprehend or fathom.
换一句说话来讲，你想得出那种爱都不是爱。
In other words, whatever we can imagine or think of is not that love that is thinking of here.
因为那个真正的爱是超过你所能够想象。
Now, because this love will pass our knowledge.
我们感谢我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
好了，弟兄姊妹，你留意那个结果了。
Pay attention to the end result.
当神在我们身上这样带领一步一步一步来叫我们失去自己，而让基督在那处完全的彰显的时候。
When the Lord leads us in this way, bit by bit, to lose ourselves so that Christ can manifest as King,
引出一个很严肃的结果。
It will bring forth this very solemn result.
那个结果是什么呢？
What is that?
第一章的祷告里面所宣告的那件事。
That is what is proclaimed in the first prayer in chapter 1.
在第一章的里头，神嗰个宣告就系话要叫神所有嘅充满嘅充满喺教会嘅里边。
What is proclaimed in chapter 1 is that the fullness of God may be filled in the church who fills all as in all.
咁你点能够叫基督嘅叫神所有嘅充满喺教会嘅里头呢？
And so how can the fullness of God be filled in the church?
而家神俾答案我哋。
And so here God gives us the answer.
当我哋从让基督喺我哋心里边安然嘅居住，以致到我们失去了自己，神的丰满就成为教会的充满。
When we're able to abide in Christ at rest, then we lose ourselves, then the fullness of Christ can fill us and become the fullness of God. So brothers and sisters, you see here,
你这样走过了,
we have gone through this,
便叫神一切所充满的,
so that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God.
我们感谢赞美我们的主,
we praise and thank our Lord.
但弟兄姊妹,
now brothers and sisters,
时间不让我跟弟兄姊妹再多讲了,
time does not allow for me to go on.
但你不能不留意,
but you must pay attention.
你越读主的话,
the more you read of the word of the Lord,
好似叫我们只能羡慕主的话,
it seems as if we can only admire these words.
我们一直会说, 不可能, 不可能的,
and we would say to ourselves, that is impossible, it is impossible.
怎么可能会有这样的事?
How can this be possible?
怎么做得到这样的事?
How can this be done?
感谢赞美我们的主,
but we praise and thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹留意,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
我在短短的时间里面,
in this very short time I have left, you must pay attention to this very important matter.
头一件事,
the first thing,
是第20节开始,
starting with verse 20.
头一件事就是20节,
the first thing is verse 20.
这件事是神自己要做的,
this thing is to be done by God himself.
是神自己负责去做的,
that God is responsible to do this.
不是你去做的,
it is not done by you.
你做不到的,
you cannot do it.
我做不到的,
I cannot do it.
等于你常常听到,
brothers and sisters,
神的事只有神自己能做,
many times you hear this being said, that only God can do the things of God.
如今神要做这件事,
and so this is the thing which God is to do.
这件事只有神自己能够做,
and only God himself can do this thing.
所以感谢赞美我们的主,
we praise and thank our Lord.
神叫我们看到,
God shows us,
神能照着运行在我们心里面的大力, 充充足足的成就这一切超过我们所求所想,
now God is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
不是你能够做,
it is not that you're able to do it, or that I would be able to do it. You and I cannot.
我们只能够羡慕,
but we can only admire.
但感谢赞美我们的主,
but we praise and thank our Lord.
他在这里宣告说,
because there he proclaimed that he himself will do this. He is responsible to do so. And he will supply the power for us to do so.
他就藉着基督在我们里面叫我们里面的人刚强起来让基督
so that we will be strengthened by the inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith.
我们在神的面前就学习接受主的权柄,
and before God we learn to accept the authority of the Lord.
我们能够接受主的权柄, 神就按着我们的实际的光景来作成祂所要作,
when we learn to accept the authority of the Lord, then God will, according to our actual condition, do what he is to do.
这个第一件事,
that is the first thing here.
弟兄姊妹必须要很清楚看到,
brothers and sisters, you must see this very clearly.
这件事是神做的,
God is the one doing this work. He is responsible to do this work.
我们只是跟上去做,
we can only follow on.
神怎么做我们就怎么跟,
whatever God does, we follow on.
不是我们去挣扎,
it is not for us to struggle.
不是我们去设计,
not for us to plan.
不是我们去安排,
not for us to arrange.
一切是在神的管理底下,
all is under the sovereignty of God.
注意上面所提到的事,
now if we take note of what was mentioned previously,
我们说是神设计,
we say that it's God who planned,
是神的安排,
and his arrangement and his plan,
同时是神的负责,
at the same time God is responsible.
我们感谢我们的主,
we praise and thank our Lord.
另外一件事情我们要注意,
another thing we pay attention to,
这件事是大事,
this is also a great thing.
这是关乎神得荣耀的关键,
this is the key to the fact how God is to be glorified.
这个和上面讲到神负责去完成那件事有关联,
this is connected with previously that God says he is responsible to do this.
等着你注意,
brothers and sisters, take note,
我们很容易就是漏了应该是说我们很容易就失了那个 那个中心点,
it is very easy for us to lose focus of that central point.
弟兄姊妹你不信你自己现在再来读一次,
brothers and sisters, if you don't believe me, read it again for yourselves.
最拉面那节,
the last verse,
但愿他在教会中并基督耶稣里得着荣耀直到世世代代永永远远远, Amen.
Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, what is the result which you read out?
99%.
90%.
你說是啊,
you say, yeah, that must be it.
神的榮耀是藉著基督來顯明在教會裡面,
that the glory of God is to manifest it in the church by Christ Jesus.
99%你是讀出一個這樣的意思,
and so, 99% sure that is the reason, the point that we read out.
你看清楚?
But, read carefully.
究竟主是不是講這個意思?
Is that what the Lord is telling us?
顯然就不是了。
It is apparently not the case.
但在我們的下意識裡面, 我們很自然的就會將它讀成這個結果。
But very naturally, subconsciously, this is what we read out.
我們感謝神。
We thank God.
神的榮耀是藉著基督來顯出。
Yes, the glory of God is manifested by Christ.
神的榮耀又是藉著教會來顯出。
And the glory of God is also manifested by the church.
弟兄姊妹,你留意,剛才我提給大家去注意的點是什麼?
But brothers and sisters, take note of the point which I mentioned to you.
我是說,神的榮耀顯出的關鍵在哪裡?
Where is the key of the glory of God being manifested?
神很清楚已經告訴我們,
God clearly tells us,
你留意,
take note,
神先在教會裡面得榮耀,
that God is first glorified in the church.
我們的印象裡面總是基督是帶出神的榮耀,一點都沒錯。
In our impression, we always think that Christ is the manifestation of God's glory. That is correct.
但是神得著榮耀的那個基礎,那個關鍵,
but the key in which God is to be glorified,
不是在基督身上面,
it is not upon Christ.
為了免弟兄姊妹的誤解,我這樣說,你應該不會誤解。
In order for brothers and sisters not to misunderstand, let me put it this way. The foundation in which God is to be glorified is upon Christ. But the key, the channel in which God is to be glorified is upon the church. Now this glory which God is to be glorified with is not in a moment,
而是世世代代永永遠遠,
but it is throughout all ages, world without end.
你說教會這麼緊張的嗎?
You say, what can the church be placed in such a great position? Is the church that important?
弟兄姊妹,當我們留意到神的心意的時候, 我們就然後就會了解為什麼弟兄們這麼重視教會,
brothers and sisters, if we take note of this very carefully, then we can realize why the brethren is so focused on the importance of the growth of the church and the maturity of the church. And because this is the key in which God is to be glorified. When we go back to chapter 1, then you'll understand. The first thing which we see, in due time, in the fullness of time, in the fullness of the dispensation of time, that God is to gather together all things and sum up as one in Christ.
然后你就看到,
then you see,
神的榮耀在我們這一班首先在基督裡面有盼望的人得到稱讚,
that it is that God will first receive the praises of His glory through us who are first trusted in Him.
弟兄姊妹,这两件事情, 解釋了點解教會係神得榮耀嘅關鍵。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, these two points tells us why the church is to be the channel in which God is to be glorified.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我哋了解到神對教會嗰個安排嘅時候,
when we realize the arrangement which God has for the church,
我哋就曉得教會嘅見證係一回咩事。
Then we come to know what is this matter of the testimony of the church. And what is this issue about the service of the church? And what is the issue of the maturity of the church? We praise and thank our God.
This is 嘅作成。
This has to do with the completion and the perfection of the eternal will of God.
而今神透过保罗第二个祷告指出咗佢作工嘅嗰个法则。
And now God shows us the principle in which He works through Paul's second prayer.
如果主仲迟延未翻嚟
，If the Lord tarries and has yet to return,
佢又有机会俾我继续同弟兄姊妹交通嘅时候。
And he continues to give me the chance to share with brothers and sisters.
我们下一次就会看到神建造的那个实际了。
Next time we'll look into the practicality of God's building.
当你一看到那个实际的时候你就发现就是从这个第二个祷告里面来带出来的。
When we look into that reality, then we'll discover it is brought about from this second prayer.
因此我们盼望主给我们有一个很明亮的心来跟得上神在这个世代里面所作的工。
Therefore, may the Lord grant us a very clear heart to be able to follow on the work which God is doing in this generation.
对不起了，今天又是过了很多时候了。
Now, I apologize that I have gone over time again today.
我来祈祷。
Let's pray.
主啊，但愿你藉着赐人智慧启示的灵把我们里面照明。
Lord, may you enlighten us through the wisdom, the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
让我们更多的来领会到你手中的工作和你心里面的意念。
So that we will come to know more of the work of thy hand and the desire in thy heart.
我们虽然是无知，但是你却是要释放我们从人的愚昧的里面脱离出来。
And even though we are ignorant, you are to deliver us, set us free from our own foolishness.
你要带我们进到你自己那个永远嗰个定义嘅里边。
And you will also lead us into thy everlasting will.
但愿主俾我哋一个苏醒嘅灵，能够体会你嘅心。
Lord, may you give us a awakened spirit so that we may come to know of your heart.
我哋仰望主继续带领我哋前边该走嘅路。
Lord, we look to you to continue to lead us in the path we ought to go on.
叫你喺我哋中间所显出嘅教会建造嘅部分，喺我哋当中能够做得合你嘅心意。
So that the part of your work that you will manifest in our midst will be pleasing to you.
祈祷感谢奉主的名。
We pray and give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.